From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Tropical Storm Isaac is expected to hit the Dominican Republic and Haiti tomorrow. People in Florida are paying close attention, too, as the storm is projected to enter the Gulf of Mexico on Sunday.
We're going to take a look back now at one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the United States. 20 years ago tomorrow, Hurricane Andrew struck southern Florida. The city of Homestead, south of Miami, was directly in its path.
We are looking right now at pictures of Homestead, which is just ravaged by Hurricane Andrew. We've seen these pictures a lot, but the more we see them, it's almost unbelievable to watch as we see entire...
Dozens of people died and tens of thousands of homes were destroyed. NPR's Kathy Lohr covered the hurricane and recently returned to Homestead to find out how the city and its residents are doing.
Hurricane Andrew's winds gusted above 165 miles per hour and took out nearly every building in Homestead, leaving tens of thousands homeless. Families spent hours in lines to get water and ice. Back then, I saw the frustration in one of these long lines as National Guard troops handed out bags of ice, but limited how much each family could get.
I can give you two bags of ice. Those are my orders. I am not going to argue with you. I am not going to argue with you, sir.
There was no electricity for weeks, no hot meals, no phones, and few places that were livable.
The amazing thing about driving through the city of Homestead is that there is not anywhere that you can look where there wasn't pure destruction and everything had to be rebuilt.
Linda Bell is a Miami-Dade County commissioner and former mayor of Homestead. She takes me on a tour of the area just off of Highway 1.
We were all in the same boat, all the businesses, the homeowners. So as you look around, and by the way, you see these empty swaths of land around you? Those are where trailer parks were. And those, of course, never came back.
Homestead was built by railroad workers who extended the tracks from Miami through the Florida Keys. When Andrew hit, the population was about 30,000. The city lost about a third of its residents before it began to rebound. By 2007, it was the fastest-growing city in Florida amidst a real estate boom. Here's what happened. The farm fields here were relatively cheap. Developers who had run out of property around Miami began gobbling up land here. Larry Roth is with the Kies Real Estate Company.
Most of the stuff that was built in 2004, 5, 6 was the stuff that there was no real control over it. There was no management over it.
Today, 60,000 residents live in Homestead, but there's been a downside. When the recession hit and the housing market collapsed, it left foreclosures and the skeletons of neighborhoods.
Well, actually, you see, we didn't have to travel very far to find this vacant lot that was at one point prepared for, I guess, single family, I would guess, out here.
Roth points to where foundations have been poured, but the builder left town.
The electrical boxes are all in, fire hydrants are all in, so that tells me water and sewer are here. And here it sits, barren, uncut.
By this summer, RealtyTrack reported that 1 in 18 houses in Homestead was either bank-owned or in foreclosure. Still, other parts of the city are growing, with new shopping centers, big-box stores, its own hospital, and lit up in the distance, the shimmering Homestead-Miami Speedway. This track hosts the final NASCAR race of the season. The growth is in stark contrast with a decade ago when Homestead was struggling and nearly bankrupt. The federal government all but closed the nearby Air Force base. The tax base was dwindling.
We've truly been through a lot. I mean, we almost lost our city. We almost lost all the people.
Judy Waldman is a city councilwoman and a realtor. She says even with all the housing problems, the development saved the town.
The growth gave us life again. We had nothing. I mean, we didn't have a movie theater. We didn't have a hotel. You know, we didn't have anything. And then all of a sudden, the world, they discovered us. They started building houses. And now our city is amazing.
Downtown Homestead is also coming back. Palm trees line Chrome Avenue, the seminal theater built for silent movies in the 1920s, is still being renovated. A Mexican restaurant, Casita Tejas, is one of the businesses that reopened.
My dad always taught us to work hard, be honest, and, you know, just you don't give up.
Cesar Baronis owns the place. His father was a migrant worker. He says it was months before this area got electricity and water. A couple of years after the hurricane, he moved across the street, where he now owns the building.
We started doing business, and we never looked back.
Before Andrew, Homestead was more like a small town, but Baronis says the character of the city has changed.
It's all new people, you know, which is good for business. It's good for business. It's grown. But, you know, the old friends have gone. It's different.
New and stronger building codes are now in place here and across Florida. Some who live in Homestead now complain about the traffic, others about crime. When people who lived through Hurricane Andrew talk about it now, they're mostly grateful that their families and the city survived. Former Mayor Linda Bell.
Homestead was built with this pioneer spirit, and that has not gone away. And that pioneer spirit is in a lot of people in this town.
This city near the Florida Everglades that many thought would never recover will celebrate its centennial next year. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.